الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن تزكى فإنما يتزكى لنفسه. وقال تعالى أيضا في مقام آخر: التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسلا الذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما اعتمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Respected elders and friends, from the very very beautiful inspirational bayans of the ulama that they've spoken from their heart, it really makes me ashamed to be sitting here in front of you. Because, as our Dada Sheikh mentioned so beautifully, that dil ki milne koi aur baat hai, agar che murdat se saath rehte hum. That one is to get the reality in the heart. To be outwardly next to the Sheikh and to be moving around and to be on safar with the Sheikh, that is just an outward picture. What we have seen from and heard from the ulama, that was reality. Here we are sitting. And this is also, when you mention, as Hazrat has mentioned in this poem, Allah Ta'ala will show a manifestation of the barakat of the sohbat of Ahlullah in this world. That just by sitting in them, people will become Rumi, Allama Rumi Rahmatullahi. People will become Khakani, great, Shaykh Abul Hasan Kharkani Rahmatullahi, who used to use a lion as his means of transport. And to control that lion, Allah Ta'ala gave him a snake to control that lion. So such people, by sitting in the company of the friends of Allah, and when you ask them where you got it from, they will say from our Shaykh. When you ask the Shaykh that see what you have produced, he'll say it's nothing from me, it's only Allah's fadl and karam. And this is the reality of tasawwuf, that takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah, that we have to imbibe the qualities of Allah Ta'ala in our heart. And we see this reality in our Shaykh. What we have seen here in this few hours, it's just a manifestation of our Shaykh's fikr and what they have got from this legacy. And where this legacy comes, where it comes, where our chain is, we have to appreciate that chain. And our chain is linked directly to the ulama-i Deoband. As we heard Mufti Sahib mention so beautifully in this poem, that Mufti Jabbar Sahib mentioned in the program after Asr, that the Darban, the doorkeeper of Darulum Deoband, used to be so restless. It's going from this gate, that gate. Not restless in anything, but he's saying, oh Allah, I love you, but where are you? I can't meet you. I can't see you. I want you. So in Darulum Deoband, there was that time when the doorkeeper, the security guard, right till the principal and the Shaykhul Hadith, all of them were known as Sahib-i Nisbat. They were all connected to Allah. And as so beautifully Shah Taula Bukhari Rahmatullah used to say, let jo ishq e mohabbat se parcha hai Bukhari, aata hai jo be ishq e mohabbat se parcha hai Bukhari, aata hai Bukhar usko nahi aati Bukhari. That when you don't have the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you sit in the Bukhari class also, then your head will start paining. You'll get fever. Hey, when is this Ustad stopping? He's just going from this discussion to that discussion. But when the Ustad is a sahib in Nisbat, the love of Allah is in his heart, and the student is sitting with that intention, that what is in my Shaykh, my Ustad, my Shaykh's heart, oh Allah, let that penetrate in my heart. He doesn't want the lesson to stop. Ustad can say, after Isha lessons, carry on, 12 o'clock, he'll just enjoy it. So this is, and what they will say, it is all the talab of the students. So exactly as our Hazrat teaches us also so beautifully, that we see the manifestation, that and as our Hazrat always mentioned so beautifully, that very few shaykhs in the world were such, that in their lifetime Allah Ta'ala showed them their progeny, their grandchildren already moving along. That is, their murids already having murids and they having and the majalis, etc. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Alayhi was a manifestation of this. And our Shaykh in front of our midst. But when we admit this to our Shaykh, and it is my yaqeen, and I absolutely have conviction, this is only the barakat of our Shaykh. But Hazrat will say, absolutely, it's not by anything. And like Hazrat has taught us, that when we, Allah allows us to come in His presence, agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka. Allah Ta'ala, our Dada Shaykh, and this is what the reality of the Sawuf, that whatever you do realize, it's not me. Allah has brought me. Where me in this Mubarak gathering? Me, if people just know my reality, my own wife will want to spit and not just spit, throw her filth on me. But Allah has covered my faults. Sattarul Uyub, Ghaffarul Zunub. And Allah is allowing me to sit in such a Mubarak gathering. It's only Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Allah's favor. Ye qadam utte nahi, utaye jayenge. That just the legs of ours, we didn't lift it on our own. What inspired us? Ye talab bhi usi ka karam ka sadqa hai. This desire that you had also, it's the favor of Allah. Allah said, go to this Mubarak gathering, this gathering where Islah is talking. What is the most important thing in your life which you haven't realized? Now you thought, let me just go. But when you came here, Allah Ta'ala put that spark, that no, this is where I'm supposed to be. Like Allahu Akbar, again, Mawlana Hazrat explained so beautifully that our Dada Shaykh used to say, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, that a small ant is making dua, that oh Allah, I'm in which part of the world? And I also want to make dua for Kaaba Sharif. Your Mubarak house, I want it where all the Hidayat, the Noor, all that Rahmat is gathering. And like our Hazrat teaches us, particularly in this time, make dua. That Allah zid baytaka hadha ta'zeema wa tashreefa wa takreema wa muhabba. We should make dua for that, that Allah increase the greatness of Kaaba Sharif. From there it spreads throughout the world, etc. And let us all be connected to that. So the ant is making dua, that Allah, where am I going to reach Kaaba Sharif? So Allah Ta'ala, so to say, inspires in his heart, that oh my ant, you got desire, you got talab to be at my house, I'll make the arrangements. I'll make all your arrangements. So Allah Ta'ala sends a bird that is flying around Kaaba Sharif, send it to his area, many thousands of miles away. And when that bird comes there, Allah inspires in the heart of that bird that here your aeroplane has come to fly to the Arsh of Allah, to fly to my house. Now all you do, you just get onto the feet of this bird. But remember, he's going to fly. So when he lifts his wings and start flapping, that means when he starts talking and you realize I'm full of that filth and I'm that dirt. I thought I was performing namaz, I was the bayrid of the time. But where I am, at that time, just hold firm, because that flattering will scare you. But you hold firm, don't move out of this gathering. You come again, irrespective of how you look, whether you got jeans, whether you got whatever hairstyle. You just sit in a gathering of the Ahlullah and see in few minutes time that heart of yours will clinch. And it will, something will be triggered, and now you will be reaching Kaaba Sharif. When you open your eyes, and that is what he said, the easiest way to reach Allah Ta'ala, ihdina sirat mustaqim. Allah has taught us, beg us for sirat mustaqim. One easy way of sirat mustaqim, the most easiest way, that you ask a person, show me the road, He'll tell you certain directions, like Hazrat says, if you're in the KwaZulu-Natal, a person will tell you that you go straight, you turn left, you turn right, you carry on straight, you get lost, you'll find your direction. So that type of fella, he'll put you in a dusty. The other way, he'll tell you, okay, I am going, that you just follow me, then you will reach. That's the easier way, but behind him also, if a car comes in between, night comes, now you don't know which car you're following. It's about the difficult. The most easiest way, a person tells you, just jump in my car. I am going there, I will drop you. You fell off to sleep, you dreaming, you in America, wherever. When you open your eyes, you see I'm at my destination. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are telling us the very same thing. Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ke raah mein. Hum chal rahe hai, tum hamare saath chalo. That this part of the love of Allah, it's not an easy part, but it's a very, very enjoyable part. It looks very, very difficult, but you won't able to tread it alone. And this is the kindness of Allah. This is the love of Allah. Allah has sent us here to find our way to Allah. And Allah didn't leave us as orphans that you find your own way to me. Allah Ta'ala has made all the intizam, all the arrangements, and till the last human being, when Allah Ta'ala said, "Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen," that you be with the pious servants, then Allah Ta'ala, so to say, has taken it his responsibility, that when Allah said, "Be with the pious," Allah will keep them till the day of Qiyamah. We have to open the eyes of our heart. Just come in that gathering and you'll see that hum chal rahe tum hamare saath chalo. We are walking this path of the love of Allah. You walk with us. And when you walk with us and you reach there, they won't say, "I made you reach." They'll say, "It was your talab. It was your kindness. You desired, so you reach." We are still far from where you reach. Allahu Akbar. They are in some other world. They are far by the arsh of Allah. We're not even there and we think, I'm near my Shaykh. No, we are far from reality. So as Hazrat teaches us also, this is the system of Allah. When we say, "Oh Allah, I came for namaz," that I came for my namaz. It was cold this morning, Fajr time, but I still came. Then Allah Ta'ala says, "But my banda, who gave you strength to get up? Who gave you this eyes? Who gave you this legs? Who gave you all this?" But the same thing when we learn in the company of the Ahlullah, that, "Oh Allah, it was your kindness. Oh Allah, you gave me this life, oh Allah. Oh Allah, it is only your tawfiq," as Hazrat taught us. Hazrat learns from Allahu Akbar. Young people in prayer, the way Hazrat sits with adab, if we only can, myself, can get one iota of a billionth of that, that is something that we have to learn. This is what is tazkiyah all about. That from friends, Hazrat says, we learn what is tawfiq? A gift from Allah. Hadiyatu min Allah. It's Allah's gift, that Allah gave you this gift. And Allah, you woke me up for Fajr namaz, me and in the masjid for Fajr. So when you say that, then Allah says, my banna, you had talab, you desired. So Allah Ta'ala, so to say, says that we made the effort. So this is takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. And this is what this tazkiyah gathering is all about. That me, to talk is very easy. Reality we have seen, mashallah, from ulama that have spoken from their heart and how it affected our hearts. So if Allah Ta'ala can even just open one blockage of my heart, and this reality can come into us, that we need this medicine. And this is something that is for us. Mufti Sahib explained downstairs also, that tazkiyah, this gathering of tazkiyah, is not something that is another lecture, it's another ijtima. This is something that I have to realize, every person have to realize, that tazkiyah is for us upon every person. وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever makes his tazkiyah, and tazkiyah is something natural, it's not something unnatural. And Allah Ta'ala has, through the beloved lips of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sawasam, has taught us that we are all born on a natural fitrat. كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every baby is born on a natural way of life. And natural way is that even you see a child, as he gets understand, even without understanding, the child messes the napkin, the child starts crying. It's uneasy. It's natural, it can't stay in dirt. So outward dirt, we can understand that even the baby, the child is crying, the mother immediately says, "Let me check the napkin. Let me see that the child is feeling uneasy." So, kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child has been brought in and born on a natural fitra, the way of cleanliness, to be clean. to be out with us. Unfortunately, today we only think of outward cleanliness. But the reality is, what is inside, as Maulana Musa Sahib read in the beautiful hadith explaining all the parts of deen, all the departments of deen, it's all one. It's nothing that we can say this department is more important than that department. That's another chapter, we're not going into detail, but just to understand and to realize this reality, Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in brief, somebody told him then very beautifully in his bayan, he said, who said in the body, you in need of eyes, you don't need ears. You in need of only ears, you don't need a tongue. Who told you? You need every part of your body. And every part, if it helps that next part, you see one, you just get little pain in your finger, every part is restless. So every part, we are not such like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that were involved in every part of deen. But wherever Allah makes us inclined, we have to make shukr and make dua for every department of deen. It must come in my life. This is the fikr, the concern of tazkiyah. How poor a deen, every facet and every aspect of my deen can come in my heart, in my life, in my family, in my neighbors, my relatives, my friends, my whole neighborhood, the whole country, the whole ummah, and even the ummah e dawat, all of insan and jinnat, how they can get hidayat and this reality can come. So this is the tazkiyah. So Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught that it's a natural thing. Every person is born on fitrat, but then the environment you get in, your fitrat gets upset. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. This environment that you mix up, then it changes your nature. Your nature which is supposed to be a pure nature, a good nature. Now you've got an unnatural nature, but you think I'm natural. And everybody else, you think, no, they are natural. Like our Shaykh gives a beautiful example. He says one person driving on the highway, he's got a bottle in his hand and he had, they said, don't drink and drive. But he said they didn't spell what you mustn't drink and drive. So anyway, he's drunk and he's driving on the wrong side of the highway, opposite direction. And the cars are all trying to save themselves from him. And he hears the radio, they are announcing the traffic that be careful on this highway, there's a person driving on the wrong side of the road. So he phones in, he says, there's not one person, there's so many people driving on the wrong side of the road. So when you get caught up in the wrong environment, and this environment starts from home. Today myself, my biggest the victim of the problem is, we are all complaining, Mawlana, make dua, my children, they are not online. My children are not on the right path. Myself, I must see what environment I made at home. If the family made, and Allah Ta'ala says, through the beloved lips of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَبَوَوْ يُحَوِّدَانِهِ. If that child is born in a Jewish home, then it will grow up with Jewish habits. Then outwardly it will think I'm on the correct way. But that adamant, that arrogance, that pride, and that inclination towards dunya, that will be his destiny. And he'll think, no, I'll be ruling the world. So his nature is altered, but he thinks I got the good nature. Similarly, yunassiranihi, those people that are stubborn, and those people that are gone astray, worshipping one and three and three and one, don't even know what they are worshipping. So in that environment, your environment gets spoiled. And when that environment of yours is spoiled, then to say, this tazkiyah gatherings, I don't know what, this work of deen carrying on, why we need this? When we don't realize our priority, what is for us, Shaitan is too our terrible enemy, that what is for us, he takes us away from that. And what is mustahab, nafal, and that will bring pride into us, he gets us, he soaks us in that. Like myself, we'll see when the imam starts, what is takbir, Allahu Akbar, then I say, first takbir, I say Allahu Akbar. After that, I'm oblivious. Where I'm gone, which cricket match I am, which shop I am, where I'm banking, whatever. And when the imam makes salam, namaz is over. But after that, when I have to read my two rakats, nafal, then like a big buzurk, I'm reading. And like our Shakimul Ummat, Allahu Akbar, he says that shaitan is too clever. He'll get you so involved in nafal ibadat, in zikr, like a big sheikh. Say one person, big fraudster. Sitting till Ishraq and just making muraqabah, and nobody can talk to him. But what is hands ishara, he's just making ishara. Put so much in this envelope, put so much in that envelope. So outwardly you'll think where he has reached, but where? It's just myself. So Allah give us tawfiq, understanding to realize that. That is why Nabi Kareem s.a.w. has taught us, Al-mar'u ala deen khalili, falyanzur ahadukum may yukhalid. Allah has made the path very easy. That to find Allah, find the right person. Find the right friend. A friend is that person who will guide you towards Allah. Who will show you the road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we have learned so over and over, then the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aasan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. And then to tread the path towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And a person will think, me, and I can't stop looking at cricket. Me, where can I stop going to the malls and just looking at the woman walking around? I can't stop that. That's part of my nature. But when a person comes out of their bad nature, like Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali gives the example of myself. He says, when a person's nature has been spoiled, then Allah Akbar, the dirt and filth appeals to you. And the goodness doesn't, you don't enjoy it. Like a person was a bangi who cleaned the night soil. He passed an itar shop. Very beautiful fragrance. Everybody just enjoys. He just came near the shop, he fell unconscious. And now the man selling itar got excited, brought all the beautiful itar fragrance, and is putting at his nose. This man is not getting up. They're getting parishan. Whole group gathered. Now another bangi walked past, say, what's happening? He says, this man is laying here, it's over 15-20 minutes, we're putting the best itar, he's not coming. So he looks, oh, this is my friend, I will sort him out. He goes to the toilet, he brings a dirty stool on a tissue or something and just puts it by his nose and he jumps up. He says, what you did? He says, I know, his nature is like mine. So we have to come out and realize that my nature is spoiled. Because my nature is spoiled, I'm inclined to this dunya which is full of filth and dirt. And which is full of worse than stool. And as Allah Ta'ala mentions, innamal mushrikuna najas, that those that are connected to anything else besides Allah, and worse, get involved directly in worshipping anybody else besides Allah, they are involved in filth and dirt. Such worse than stool and urine, this filth and dirt penetrates the heart, that now the purity of Allah we cannot see. The beauty of Allah we cannot see. We cannot enjoy the Qur'an-i Kareem that's supposed to be enjoyable to the ears. That doesn't appeal to us. And we say music is enjoyable because our nature has been spoiled. So Allah has kept for our concern. Allah Ta'ala has made our deen, as our Hazrat says, according to our nature. Allah has given us a deen what we all desire. Everybody loves to be clean. Allah wants us to be clean. And Allah Ta'ala is teaching us so beautifully that my bandas, that your reality is not just this body, not just this outward body that you are so worried. As a poet says so beautifully, that, oh my friend, you stand in front of the mirror and you worried of this black spot and that black spot. As our Shaykh says, today we see not only youngsters, tum bachpan ho gaye, abhi bachpana ho gaye. That you 55, 60, also like a youngster, you want to go to the beauty parlor today. Men going to beauty parlors, massage parlors and all that. Hazrat, our Dada Shaykh used to say, come to my beauty parlor, where we will beautify the heart. And when the heart starts opening up, then you won't be concerned so much, as Hazrat explains to me, myself, most useless, that any small thing, we want to put cream, we want to comb our hair, kalcha naksha ta jawani ka, aaj hai lakab nana nani ka. Today you're standing in front of the mirror, nobody is more handsome than me, nobody is more beautiful than me. That poet says, you forget there's 100,000 black spots on your heart. What about that? That you are not concerned, and you feel I'm okay. Whereas Maulana has read the beautiful hadith, Allah Ta'ala reminds us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَكِي يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. And so much shaitan will delude us, that in our deen, shaitan will think, that no, I'm now a pious man, and I have to show people where I am. I'm in Haram Sharif. They have to follow me, and they have to see I'm tweeting, that now I'm in front of Kaaba Sharif, now I'm kissing Hajre Aswad, etc. Allahu Akbar. Shaitan will get you involved in haram, in filth and dirt, and make you advertise, which is even worse, and he'll make you feel that you are doing great work of deen. See how many followers I am. But we are full when we are soaked into the haram, where our Hazrat says that why today the ummah we in parishani, we have become picture Muslims today. Just in every small thing, our picture. I'm making qurbani also, the whole world must see how I am slaughtering a cow. Whereas, Allahu Akbar, When I explained in the beautiful poem of our Dada Sheikh, that Anna Allah Ta'ala says, Anna inda munkasirat al-qulub, that I am with the broken heart. That heart, its nature, that our one nature is natural. One is that nature of a man that becomes unnatural, that you just want to show off and you are too hasty. But when you just realize that that is against my nature, and like our Hazrat Hakimul Ummah Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, Bayezid Bustami Rahmatullah Ali Asallah, which is the easiest way to come close to you? Allah Ta'ala says, Da' nafsak wa ta'al. Just trample your heart and come to me. You are at my doorstep. But on your own, you won't able to trample your destiny. You need Allahu Akbar. Even when Jahannam will say, يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلِمْ تَلَعْتُ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِمْ مَزِيدٍ. Our Dada Shaykh used to explain this. He says, when Allah Ta'ala will say, Jahannam, are you full? Jahannam will say, is there still more? At that time, so to say, Allah Ta'ala will put His pressure on Jahannam. Then it will say, cut, enough now, enough. So our small feet, my own feet, I say, I'll trample my nafs, that won't help. I'll say, I want more. Well, can't I? I'll go to masjid, but after that I'll go to the club. I'll go watch the movie. I'll go watch at home, nobody will know me. When that Shaykh's feet has to come on us, and that feet looks heavy, but that is what love, what kindness, Allah's love. Then Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to enter Jahannam. That is why Allah Ta'ala puts and closed that door for us. But we don't realize Allah has brought us here. It is Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, Allah's kindness. We must realize that islah faraz hai. And as we start purifying our heart, then a person starts realizing that I'm still far from reality. Allah is subhan, Allah is pure. And the first door which Allah has kept, the door of rahmat, open till the last moment of every person's life. And as Nabi Kareem SAW has taught us, Inna Allah Ta'ala yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma'lam yugharghir. Allah has kept this door of rahmat, the door of tawbah, that you just realize that I am the worst in the world. And as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, no Shaykh in the world will ever tell you, like a doctor will say, that now your patient, we did enough. He's gone to the last degree of cancer. I don't think there's any more medicine. Take him home. Just pray for him. And few days are left. Few hours are left. So we can't do anything. Ayka Allah save us. You meet up accident. You go to the panel beaters. They say it's a write-off. We can't help you. Oh, Allahu Akbar. You go to the insurance. Haram. They'll tell you your car is written off. We can't pay you. We can only give you so much. No Shaykh in the world will say you are write-off. You soaked in drugs. You are soaked in this. All they'll just say, sit in the company. Just come in this Mubarak gathering and see your heart will turn. Then you'll realize, I thought I'm doing work of deen. I thought I'm a big mufti. I thought I'm doing work of deen and concerned of everybody. I still haven't concerned of my own islah. My heart, and this is how shaitan fools us. First he won't bring us to our faraz. And when he brings us, he sees he hasn't stopped us. Now he brings us to faraz, then we come into islah gatherings. But then he starts bringing all the other dirt, filth, pride, and the name and fame, like myself. And we think we are flying, but we are like this thing. How does I say there? Like just the clots of mud just laying on the ground. We can't move anywhere. So for this, Allah has brought us here. And myself, I should realize that it is faraz. My islah is faraz. Then fikr of my family, my children, my relatives, my family, the whole ummah. And then there's no time now, time is up. But as our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali explains, the bayan of his Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah. And see where it comes. Today people have this notion, why must we say our Shaykh? Where else did you get it from? Where else did you get it from? If that's the only door, and you leave that door, then you are nimak haram. Then you are not worth. You're not attributing yourself to your father, to your mother. Then what is your worth? You think you're worth something, but when your eyes close, it will be too late. You realize I'm worth nothing. So our link has come from our ulama-i Dioban. And this is the system of Allah. Such great scholars we have that were not just embodiments of knowledge. What knowledge? Embodiments of taqwa. See, Rabbani, those who are Rabbani, who have connected to Allah, they get the spark of love of Allah. And as Hazrat explained in this poem, that is just a glimpse of what is their enjoyment. What enjoyment of life they have. And like we see, as our Hazrat says, and I'll just try and end off with this, that behind every saint, there is a long history. Look at his history. And we don't talk of the saint's history, but just to take a lesson. They were drug addicts, they were alcoholics. Today, where are they? Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullahi. And in front of every sinner, there's a future. Never ever look down at this person, where he is going to change. That spark came in his heart, and in that one gathering, Allah made him judge, and he made that thought come, now I must also make my tazkiyah. Our Shaykh says, Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullahi says, that is the time Allah's magnet is pulling you. Now don't wait for tahajjud, just make tawbah in your heart at that moment. And Allah has kept this door of tawbah open. And from there, when you start making tawbah, then you realize, where am I? Still far. And as you progress, then like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is that door that I make tawbah 70 times a day. So my beloved friends, you also make tawbah. To which you will realize, as you progress, that the doors to the closeness of Allah, that tawbah is something else. But myself, I have to take a lesson. Hazrat Shaykh Sufyan Sauri, Hazrat Sufyan Sauri rahmatullah alayhi, used to say so beautifully, with a lamenting tone. He says, I seen people, he was a tabi, saw many sahaba radiallahu. He says, I saw them, they used to pass the nights in Allah's ibadat, in du'as and crying. In the morning I hear them making istighfar. They crying, they begging Allah, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَ كَانَ غَرَامًا. What is wrong today? I see my friends, we are soaked in sin, and we are laughing and enjoying and playing. So this reality has to touch my heart, all our hearts, and realize, and the door to Allah is so easy that Allah has kept the first step to towards Allah, Babu Tawbah. And we have learned, he heard so much about Tawbah, we learn from our Honorable Shaykh also. And Tawbah is a condition of the heart. You just have to make your connection with Allah. Allah, you know me. I don't have to mention in front of you, Ilahi abduka al-asi ataka, mukirram bi zunubi wa qad da'aka, in taghfir li fa anta andahlun lizak, wa in tadrudni fa may yarham sibak. Allah, if you shun me away, throw me, which other door I have to go? It's only your door. So we have come here to the door of Allah. Actually, Allah has brought us here. So let us make this firm intention that, oh Allah, let me realize my tazkiyah is faraz. Let me be concerned of it. And then when a person comes, whichever shaykh your heart takes to, get connected and start making zikrullah, which will be the cleanser of the heart. Then when we start realizing and doing any good, will realize everything of mine is deficient, and Allah's karam and fazl can only save me. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.